It's time to get the togs out and hit the beaches as much of the country is set to bake in sweltering temperatures this weekend. Met Service says temperatures are expected to reach 30 degrees in the eastern parts of the North and South Islands. But the heat comes with a number of warnings, with fire crews on high alert as the risk of bushfires grow significantly. Our reporter Anand Zaki has more.
It could be a busy weekend for firefighters as temperatures climb following a long spell of dry weather. Fire and Emergency's rural fire manager Tim Mitchell says basic things like mowing the lawn during the middle of the day poses a fire risk, and people should do them early in the morning when it's cool. But he says there are also other risks.
And I guess it's anything which has got a heat source or something hot about it. So, you know, a muffler on a tractor is exactly the same as a muffler on a four-wheel drive vehicle or an ATV or a motorbike. So, yes, I think it's really important that people think about the vehicles and equipment that they may be using.
Mr. Mitchell says some parts of the country are drier this time around compared to previous years. Fire bans are in place in Northland, Canterbury and Central Otago, which means lighting a fire could lead to 2 years in prison or a fine of up to $300,000.
We'd much rather educate the public, and we'd much rather these fires just don't occur in the first place. So we're very much around prevention for these fires occurring. Next few days are going to be very hot and warm. Think about the activities you're doing. If you don't need to do them, please don't.
Health officials are also urging people to stay hydrated during the heat. The Canterbury District Health Board says higher temperatures can be harmful, with the potential to overheat, which can be fatal. Met Service meteorologist Talia Crabtree says it's not officially a heat wave yet, as temperatures need to be well above average for 5 days to be classed as one, though the forecast suggests a heat wave is on the cards for some.
We've had a ridge of high pressure over the country for most of this week, which has kept the weather quite settled, and it's allowed just the sun to heat things up, as well as having the warm air mass over the country. That's what's contributing to making things feel humid in some areas.
Across the main centres tomorrow, Auckland is set for 26 degrees, Hamilton on 29, Tauranga 30, Wellington 24 and Christchurch at 31, although Dunedin is set to miss out tomorrow with forecast showers. But Ms. Crabtree says two smaller towns are vying for tomorrow's hottest temperature.
At the moment, we are competing between Ashburton, who's looking at getting up to 32 degrees tomorrow. But for the North Island, if you're in the Wairarapa region, Marsden also is looking at reaching 32.
Dry conditions has also meant water restrictions are in place in Ashburton, and residents in Timaru are also being asked to conserve water. The Ashburton District Council's Group Manager of Infrastructure Services, Neil McCann, says the dry weather isn't out of the ordinary yet, but is warning people to not take their water supply for granted.
We are limited by the amount of water we can draw from aquifers and from rivers to protect the environment. And it's all about just when it is dry, we use less water. The whole environment can be impacted by that.
Those wanting a cooler spell will have to wait a while, as Met Service says the warm weather is expected to continue well into next week. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, this is Anand Zaki.